I can't let diabetes get in my way.
So here's what I do.
I wear the Dexcom G6. It continuously sends my glucose numbers to my phone, and the arrow shows me where I'm headed and how fast, without finger sticks or scanning, making it much easier to keep my glucose in range. The more time I spend in range, the better I feel, and the more I can cross off my list. Don't let diabetes get in your way. Check out Dexcom.com/inrange.
If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Welcome back to Into Tomorrow. I'm Cameron Gravelime. We really love getting more app calls, so please let us hear you on the show. Now, here's Dave.
I am always impressed. Did he just get out of the massage chair or something?
Probably.
Man, he's invigorating to toss it back to us. Thank you, Cameron Gravelime. We appreciate that. And he's absolutely correct about that. If you don't have our free Into Tomorrow app, it takes little teeny weeny amount of space on your phone. Only this much, really.
The iPhone app's 12 megabytes. So it's nothing.
There you go. It's virtually nothing because we make connections to things. But there's a little button that says Message to Studio. And you can ask us a question or help another listener or share some tech rage, whatever you'd like, using the free Into Tomorrow app available in an app store nearby you. So Google Play or what do they call Apple?
The App Store.
App Store? Jeez. What brilliant marketing person thought that one up.
Just surprised I didn't call it like iStore.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, welcome back Into Tomorrow.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet. Enjoy more of everything the internet has to offer. Text radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
I always like to experience more than something has to offer.
Yeah.
It's time for our History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Gravelime.
IFA history, IFA.
The size of picture tubes was limited because of costs and weight, and flat panels were just a dream for many years. At IFA in 1977, the first miniature LCD screen was shown, 3 by 4 inch, with about 9,000 pixels. No wonder that Edwin Rain, inventor, author, and millionaire, offered the incredible award of 1 million Deutschmark for the first real TV display for the wall.
Oh, yeah.
It took nearly 2 more decades until the first prototypes were shown at IFA in 1995, a 22-inch LCD and a 42-inch plasma. The first real product premiered at IFA in 1997. It was a 42-inch plasma, only standard definition, and it cost about $15,000.
Yikes.
That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
And then when you're done visiting ifa-berlin.com, stop by intotomorrow.com, where you can, among other things, subscribe to our free podcasts. And more importantly, find out what we have to offer on the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway that you can win just by participating with your voice on the show. It's so exciting.
All righty. Jim in Crown Point, Indiana, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcasts, which, by the way, are available wherever you get your podcasts from. And we love you for it, Jim. Participating with the free Into Tomorrow app.
I have a Samsung laptop, relatively new, and it's not holding a Wi-Fi connection. My son has a computer, and he has a good connection all the time, and I don't know what's happening. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Well, I hope we can help you out, Jim. Is your laptop losing the connection randomly? Or is the range just worse than your son's, we're wondering? Because laptops have built-in antennas, and they're not all comparable. If your son has a more expensive laptop, perhaps, then it's likely that he has more of a robust antenna that could give him a more reliable and longer range connection. Now, having said that, if range is not the concern and your connection just randomly drops from 10 feet away from the router, then you're likely looking at either hardware or certainly a software issue.
Now, if the issue is software, then it's most likely bad drivers. We deal with those all the time here. Probably different kind of drivers.
Yeah, different. We're not talking about on I-95. We're talking about in the computer. Yeah.
But now you can have Windows check to see if it can find updates for your drivers. But you may be better off going straight to the source and checking on Samsung's support website. Or easier yet, download Samsung Update from the Microsoft Store to have it check for you. Now, if it doesn't find anything and your connection is the only one that drops, for example, if not just your son's laptop, but your phone also can stay connected, then you may need to take it in for a warranty repair. The problem could be hardware related, and you may need either a new part or a new machine. In either case, if the machine is relatively new, you might be able to get it for free.
Yeah, I would hope so. So, Jim, do let us know what ends up working for you, because you've got a few possibilities playing there. Either that or another option would be to just take your son's laptop and give him yours. You know, rank has its privileges. As you've learned growing up,
it
happens. Just let us know, because we'd be delighted to dig into it even further if we can. And, of course, stay tuned. We have the best listeners on the planet, so others may have had a similar experience. They can call in and share with us to help Jim out with what they did, and it makes life interesting. By the way, our weekly reminder to always check your spam filters. You never know what important email you might have found in there. We hear from people all the time that say, thank you so much for reminding me, because I haven't checked it in months. And sure enough, there's an email from Mom and somebody else that was sending me something, and I thought they just forgot about me. No, there it was, etc. And always back up your important data. And we're not talking about just your pictures and videos. How about banking info or anything else important, documents, things like that? Don't leave them on any one computer or device. If they're important, back them up.
And we might add one more tip to that. Always make sure anything with an operating system you have is always up to date.
Your
computers, your phones, your tablets, especially because these companies are always releasing security patches, because they're always getting, you know, broken into.
Yeah. Well, now you're just adding to our weekly tippage.
Because those are important to remember.
Okay, very true. And remember the following as well. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. While you're there, sign up for our tech newsletter. It's free.